This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
A happy new year for retailers?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. We'll get to the global perspective in a minute. First, the retail perspective. That cold and very white Christmas we've had in much of the country certainly wasn't what retailers were dreaming of. Research firm ShopperTrack estimates stores lost about $1 billion worth of business on key post-holiday shopping days. Overall, though, it was the merriest Christmas retailers have seen in years. Can they also expect a happy new year? Eve Troe has more.
Quiznos, Blockbuster, Foot Locker, The Gap, those are just a few of the companies that shuttered hundreds of storefronts in 2010. Harold Bordwin is with real estate firm Keen Consultants. He says not nearly as many stores will shut down this year, but
there are going to be retailers who are still closing stores, and I think that where there are already dark stores, those are likely to remain for a while.
He says rent has dropped for vacant retail space, but many companies that might expand as their sales improve can't because they're stuck in expensive leases. But Bordwin says at least we won't see a lot more retailers going out of business altogether.
Retailers have gotten very good at managing their costs. Most of the retailers who have made it this far have stabilized themselves and should be able to make it
through this year, he says, and start looking to grow beyond 2011. In Los Angeles, I'm Eve Troe for Marketplace.
Now the global perspective, when we take a look at what's happening in business and economics at the intersection of the U.S. and the rest of the world. The Vatican is creating a new money laundering authority for the tiny state of Vatican City. Our European correspondent Stephen Beard joins us live now to talk about this. Good morning, Stephen.
Hello, Stacey.
Stephen, why is the Pope addressing this question? What triggered this move?
Well, you may recall about 3 months ago, a couple of suspicious transactions came to light at the Vatican Bank. It was trying to transfer some $30 million to accounts in other banks. It was claimed the Vatican had failed to inform the authorities where this money had come from. The Italian tax police got involved. Prosecutors seized the $30 million, and that investigation is continuing.
What specifically would the new financial watchdog do?
It's supposed to oversee all the financial dealings of the Vatican, including those of the bank, to ensure that they comply fully with all the international rules on money laundering. You know, the OECD compiles a list of jurisdictions that do enforce money laundering rules. And at the moment, the Vatican, incredibly, is not on that list. It is not seen to be taking the problem of money laundering seriously.
Oh, wow. Well, will this agency answer those critics?
Perhaps not entirely. I mean, critics of the Vatican say the real problem is lack of transparency. The Vatican Bank is a very substantial organization. It's believed to hold some $5 billion worth of church assets, and
wow.
Yet it doesn't publish its accounts. Until it does, say the critics, we can't be entirely confident. This bank is totally clean.
Our own Stephen Beard in London. Thank you, Stephen.
Okay, Stacey.
It is a less than heavenly morning for the markets. Tokyo's Nikkei had a rough day. It fell 1.1%. Europe is down as well. Germany's DAX is off about 1%. Paris's CAC 40 is off 0.75%. U.S. markets did have a good day yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average stepped up 0.1% to close at 11,585. And 2010 was a good year for the markets overall. Many saw gains this year of more than 10%, including markets in the U.S., London, Germany, India, and Canada.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt. It's more car than electric.
We're heading into New Year's weekend, time to load up on champagne or whatever your drink of choice might be. Sales of craft beer were up this year, about 10%. But really, drinking beer is so last year. Bathing in beer, that's where it's at. Caitlin Carroll reports on a spa in Germany that's putting a new kind of suds in their baths.
Susanna Toschner-Schmidt greets me at the door of a small hotel and spa. We are in the town of Neusella, population 20,000, about an hour east of Berlin, home to the original beer bath.
A beer bath is a quite good wellness act. The bath has a calming action. It's good for your soul and your skin.
Schmidt helped develop the recipe. It includes black beer, secret herbs, and yeast. You can buy a bottle of the beer bath from the local brewery for about $5 and try it at home, or experience the full $60 treatment, like me. We walk past the front room, filled with antlers and country kitsch, and head downstairs to the baths. It doesn't look like a conventional spa. The tubs are in a cave-like room, lit only by candles.
It smells nice.
Yeah, you can take your clothes off. Yes, okay.
Schmidt turns on the tap and hot water flows out. She turns on another tap and dark beer runs into the tub. The bubbles start rising and I get in.
Ooh,
yeah. Sort of a bizarre experience. Schmidt pours herbs and yeast in the water. It feels a little soupy and kind of makes my skin itch. But beer baths like this have helped build the economy of this tiny town. Germany has more than 1,200 breweries and 5,000 brands of beer. It's tough to stand out from the pack. The local Neusella Brewery, which partners with the spa, now does a brisk business selling bottles of the beer bath, as well as other healthy brews, like anti-aging and marathon beer. Schmidt says there are even copycat beer baths opening throughout Europe.
But it's not like our beer bath. In some baths, they give bottled beer in the bath and that's all.
This beer bath is getting more popular. Between the brewery and the spa, more than 100,000 people visited Neusella this year. I'm Caitlin Carroll for Marketplace.
You can see pictures of that beer bath at our website, marketplace.org. And finally, Skype will begin offering a new iPhone app today that will let users make free video calls. Skype already lets people make free phone calls between computers. You could call the mobile app the beginning of the end of checking your email while you're on the phone. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, S. Vanek Smith on Twitter, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The bustling streets of New York are becoming more bike-friendly, and businesses are taking notice.
The kind of employees who bike, those are the kinds of workers that companies really want to have and they want to hold on to.
I'm Bob Moon. The cyclists take Manhattan. Next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.